What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On True Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode.
I'm the dopest of the dopest hater. I know you know this. My thighs still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. Now for $1 million, will I sell my soul? Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D Signs in Sports podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, it's another episode, another WWE Premium Live event. We are going to cover it. We are here with Mia Made It. Mia, you want to say what's up to the audience?
Hi, guys. Again, hold up. Before we start, I got to do what I've been planning to do.
Okay, go ahead.
About this. Guys, please leave KP alone.
Okay, you want to explain? Leave KP alone, hashtag, what is it? What's your hashtag?
I forgot it.
It's hashtag justice for KP. Explain that for everybody. Explain what that means.
I swear, ever since KP showed up, everywhere on my Instagram, I've been seeing people hating on KP.
For everybody that doesn't know who KP is Kevin Patrick. He is the ringside announcer alongside Corey Graves. KP is, for some reason, gets unwarranted hate all over social media.
All the time.
And I think he's a good ringside announcer. I think he's really new. I think he's really raw, but I think he's, you know, he is on Monday Night Raw, so you know he's learning. He's figuring it out. But shout out to KP, man. Hashtag justice for KP, because we rock with KP here. Shout out Corey Graves, Pat McAfee. Did you say the other day that you think Pat McAfee is coming back soon?
Oh, I saw a thing that says the WWE is, I think 99% sure that they want Pat to come back at SummerSlam.
Oh, at SummerSlam. Okay, putting timestamps on it. Guys, today we are talking about Money in the Bank WWE 2023. There are, what, 5 matches, 7 matches that we got to talk about. There are 2 ladder matches that we got to talk about. It's going to be a fun episode. We're here with Mia Made It, the 12-year-old podcast sensation. This is what, your 6th podcast that we're doing?
I don't even know anymore.
She doesn't even know anymore, guys. We're putting in so much work. But as you guys know, it is 1 a month that we are here with Mia Made It. We drop podcasts weekly on Spotify. So you guys can check us out every Friday on Spotify, the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. Enough of the chit-chat. Enough of all of that. Let's get into actually talking about these matches. Mia, as we do always, I'm going to turn it over to you. You can go ahead and read out the matches that are going to be played. And then we can get into each one and talk about who we think is going to win, etc. So go ahead and read off what the matches are for Money in the Bank WWE 2023.
Okay, so the first match we have on the card is Matt Riddle versus the Intercontinental Champion Gunther. And then we have the men's ladder match, including Ricochet, Logan Paul, Shinsuke Nakamura, LA Knight, Santos Escobar, Butch, and Damian Priest. For the women's Money in the Bank match, we have Io Sky, Trish Stratus, Zoe Stark, Becky Lynch, Zelina Vega, and Bayley. Then we have Cody Rhodes versus Dominic Mysterio, Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins for the WWE Heavyweight Championship, right?
Yeah.
And then we have Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler for...
I forgot about that one.
Me too.
Who are they fighting?
It just popped up right now.
Who are they fighting?
They're fighting Liv and Raquel for the Women's Tag Team Championship.
Okay. What about Asuka, Charlotte, and Bianca?
They didn't say anything about
it. Nothing ever happened?
Nope. They're probably going to save it for like a bigger event.
Huh.
And okay. Then we have the main event, which is going to be the Bloodline Civil War between the Usos versus Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa.
Who will be the ones? The Bloodline Civil War. We are going to talk about each and every one of those matches, guys. Live from London, England, Money in the Bank 2023. This is July 1st, this Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern for everybody that is in Texas, that listens from Texas. We just learned this with Mia. That means 2 p.m. here in Falfurrias, that's where we are. But which match do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about Gunther and Riddle?
Let's talk, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about...
I got so much for this one.
Let's talk about possibly one of the most dominant Intercontinental Champions of the modern era at this moment, Gunther, going up against Matt Riddle, who is coming back off of an injury from his...
From his neck.
It was his neck. It wasn't his toe. I thought it was his... I don't know why I thought it was his toe, but... okay, Matt Riddle coming back. I think Matt Riddle is a threat. You know, he has a chance to beat Gunther, but I don't think he is. If you ask me.
I think he is because, like what I told you the other day, that we just figured out, Randy Orton is now medically cleared and could be back anywhere this weekend further on.
Ooh, to help Riddle?
He can either help Riddle or it can change up, but I think they're going to continue that RK-Bro storyline if he comes
you're
back.
You're hoping, right? You're hoping. Okay, who do you think's going to win? You think Riddle?
I think Riddle.
Yeah.
It's time for Riddle to get a belt.
I'm going to go with Gunther, but that wouldn't be the worst thing for Riddle to win the Intercontinental Championship. Has he had a belt? The United States Championship.
Yeah, the United States Championship. But yeah. It would be good if Gunther drops it already and then goes on to bigger things. Maybe like Roman, just something bigger. Ooh.
How long has he had it? A year?
Yeah.
Probably about a year, right? A little bit, if anything, if over 400 days.
Maybe.
I know his reign is, like, long. It's impressive at this point. But he is very dominant. He could very easily go to bigger, better things. And even looking at this picture here, I kind of see him, like, he's too big for that belt already.
Definitely.
You know, like, he's too dominant for that belt. Will they make the change?
And then also, Riddle doesn't just have the maybe Randy. He has Kevin and Sammy to...
Beefing with Imperium as well. Okay.
Because Riddle snapped one of their ankles, so one's hurt, so it's going to technically be two.
And
three.
They're going to come out and help Gunther, of course.
Of course.
And then somebody's going to have to even the odds.
Yeah.
When KO and Sammy come in and even the odds.
Yeah. Just we'll see how it plays out.
Oh, man. Ooh, Randy, I'm so excited. Is Randy coming back this weekend? Okay. Anyways. I think Gunther's gonna win because.
Well,
man, you have me thinking though.
I got big brains.
But he is from. I'm sorry. He is from Europe.
He is.
Is Germany in Europe? Oh, no.
I don't know.
All right. Anyways. he's from across the pond is what I meant. You know, he's not from America. So I think Gunther's going to win because I think Gunther is just a dominant wrestler. I think he's the perfect package when it comes to a wrestler. He's has the physicality, the aggressiveness. He has the stature, the size, the strength, everything you need. He just can't really jump off the top rope. I saw him jump off the top rope the other day, and
he's
I was like, okay, that was the. But I mean, him and Bronson Reed, I guess, are about the same impact.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. I think Gunther. I think that's gonna be my final pick. My official pick is Gunther. Yours is
Riddle.
Riddle. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next match.
You want to go straight into the ladder matches, or you want to use those for the end?
Let's do those at the end because I right before the Bloodline match. Okay, we have Dominic Mysterio and Cody Rhodes. This one was kind of random to me, a little bit.
But I think this is where they're going to be possibly leading up to bringing Brandy. Because honestly, Rhea doesn't have a match. So she Rhea's going to be there by Dom's side trying to cheat for Cody. They're trying to cheat for Dom. That's when they can easily bring Brandy to come and cheat for Cody.
I had seen a post. Somebody had said Pharaoh made his WWE Monday Night Raw debut. And they said now it's time for Brandy.
See? Like, and
is
then
Brandy
they also
supposed to be coming?
That's what they... That's
Brandy Rhodes, everybody, is Cody Rhodes' wife. She was formerly an AEW superstar.
And a ring announcer.
There have been rumors going around that she is going to return. That's like, I would imagine random to some people.
Yeah, because not many people know Brandy.
Right, okay. But I would love to see it, personally. I love Brandy Rhodes. I think she's a cool chick. I think she's like one of those strong character types. I don't know if she's a heel or if she's a good guy. Obviously, she would come as a good guy with Cody, but I've never seen her work before, so it'll be interesting. I think, who do you think's going to win between Cody Rhodes and Dominic Mysterio?
Like I told you about the storyline I thought they were going to put Cody down on, they can easily keep pushing that by having him lose, or they can have him beat Dom, keep on going up to Roman.
That's what I would imagine. I would imagine that WrestleMania is going Cody Rhodes and Roman. Rematch. I mean, they rematched Brock Lesnar like back to back, right?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't remember either. Oh yeah, you weren't even watching at that point. Guys, don't quote me. as you guys know, I'm an artist. I'm not a sports analyst, but I am a sports marketer. Signs and Sports Podcast. Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. If you need your star risen, if you need your star made. As an athlete, as an artist, as anything that you are pursuing, any field that you're in, let us know. Signs and Sports Marketing. We will get you right. We will use our Day One Vibes arm. We will use the podcast. We will use the DIG brand, and we will use every outlet and brand to level you up and do what we need to do to make you a star. A star like Cody Rhodes, who I think is going to win this match because I think he's going to continue working his way towards finishing the story this year.
Yeah, I think
next year.
Wait, who did he fight last Monday? He beat Damian?
He beat Damian Priest on Monday?
Yeah, I think so. So they're not going to stick to the storyline, I thought. So I think it's going to be Cody. There's no way Dom's going to beat Cody like that. There's no
Imagine
way.
Imagine if he did. Imagine the Latino heat that he would conjure up if he ended the story for Cody Rhodes. It's not going to happen. Even with Mommy on his side, there's no way. If Brandy comes back, that'll probably be one of my favorite moments of the night because Cody Rhodes, anything involved in that storyline is just pretty epic to me because of who he was. Last time I saw him in the WWE as Dashing Cody Rhodes because I didn't see Stardust and who I see him now as the American Nightmare. Probably one of my all-time favorite gimmicks ever, the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. So I'm going Cody.
I'm going Cody.
Okay. Next match we got
Seth Rollins and Finn Balor for the heavyweight championship.
This one intrigues me. This one makes me wonder.
7 years, Darren.
7 years since Finn Balor has held a major championship?
Yep.
7 years. Again, they're in London. Finn's from across the pond. But Seth Rollins.
Seth keeps on getting attacked by Finn, and the more Finn attacks him, the more hurt his chest is going to get. So Finn's has the upper hand in this.
But Seth freaking Rollins, though.
Oh, my God.
Like I thought.
Cash in.
Who?
Damian Priest. If he wins Money in the Bank, he can easily come in and start a storyline like that.
With Finn?
With Finn. If Finn wins.
There's so many things that could happen. I would love to say that Seth would just keep it because everything about that belt looks good on Seth Rollins, looks good with the character, looks good with the entrance, looks great with the different suits and attires and outfits that he comes out with every week. But man, there is nothing that I would rather see than Finn Balor holding some gold again, especially a big gold belt, not just one of those WWE championships from the previous era.
But, like, especially if Finn wins, to Finn, it's not about the title. It's about the revenge. Cause,
I could see that in this picture.
Yeah, because Seth cost Finn, like, a couple years, a year from his career.
I believe we talked about it. If we didn't talk about it, we talked about it off air. But we talked about the fact that there was a report when Triple H took over that Triple H is a big fan of Finn Balor and that they had big plans for Finn Balor. I wonder if this is where
it all starts.
Where it all comes, because we've been waiting.
Didn't you say it was after WrestleMania?
It was after WrestleMania, and it is after.
I think I'm going to have to go against it. I'm going with Finn. I was about to say, I think I'm going to have to go against Seth.
Yeah, I'm going with,
No, I'm sticking with Seth. Every single podcast episode on here, I've gone with Seth every single time. I'm not going to break that.
Okay, I respect that. I'm going to go with Finn to play devil's advocate. Okay, you're going Seth freaking Rollins. I'm going with Finn Balor. I like that. That's good. Guys, remember, WWE Money in the Bank. 2023. This is Saturday, July 1st at 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, streaming exclusively on Peacock in the US and WWE Network everywhere else. The next match that we are going to talk about, we are going to get into the ladder matches, right? We're going to talk about the women's ladder match. Oh, actually, we have the tag team match, the women's tag team
title match.
Okay. Who is in that women's tag team title match? I don't have that picture.
Which is Shayna Baszler, Ronda Rousey versus Liv and Raquel for both the titles, the undisputed titles.
Yeah, for the women's tag team championships and the NXT women's tag team championships.
I think Ronda and Shayna off. I
would imagine that team is going to be pretty dominant for a little while.
There's no way these two are going to beat Shayna and Ronda, especially after Liv came back from an injury.
But, I mean, they are crowd favorites. And true. Raquel, I mean, you can never give her enough championships.
But especially apparently right now that she's in the tag team. Oh, true.
That's like giving her like the Intercontinental Championship or like the United States. Like, that's her mid-card belt before
like putting she goes her with to, putting her with Liv, just like crowd loves it.
They're super crowd favorites, and Shayna and Ronda are just like really about
crowd
that.
Hates them.
Yeah, they're not very loved or hate, like super hated. I think people really dislike Ronda Rousey.
Yeah,
whether it be as a character, whether it be as a person, people just have not really taken well to her in the WWE, the universe. I think it's because of the coming from another sport. Usually the WWE fans or wrestling fans are pretty hard on people who come from other sports, which I can't wait to see more people come from other sports. But me, that's because I'm more of like a casual, you know, rather than die hard. Like I love the sport and art of wrestling.
There's a girl rumored to come in from the UFC. I sent it to you.
Oh, Amanda Nunes, right?
Yeah.
The lioness. Amanda Nunes. Israel Adesanya, the Stylebender. Conor McGregor. There's a lot of different people that, I mean, Brock Lesnar, man. I mean, he's one that, well, Brock went from the WWE to the UFC. That's different. That's different. That's a monster right there. I'm going to go with, who are you going with? You're going with Ronda and Shayna?
Yeah, I like them. Okay. As a team.
I'm going to play devil's advocate again, and I'm going to go with the crowd favorites. I'm going to go with my favorite, and I'm going to go with our girl, South Texas's girl, Raquel Rodriguez. I'm going to go with shout out Kingsville, shout out La Feria, shout out to her family. But keeping it purely, you know, for the team, I'm going with Liv and Raquel. But
there's rumors that Ronda's going to make an NXT appearance coming up. Why would she go on NXT with the main roster without like anything that she has?
I didn't know about that. Well, with that tidbit, I mean, I think you just ruined it. Okay, I'm going to go with Ronda and Shayna then. I changed my pick. No, actually, I'm not. I'm going to ride with our girl. What's up, 956? Bad is by D.I.G. coming to Spotify soon. Toxic by D.I.G. coming July 9th. That is my birthday. So we have a podcast episode dropping July 7th, which is that Friday. And then we have Toxic produced by Chach with the Heat by D.I.G. dropping on July 9th, which is that Sunday. So, yeah, we got a loaded weekend coming here next weekend, guys. And the 4th of July is, you know, on Tuesday. So I'm going to look at the schedule. Hopefully I can fit in some type of United States of America appreciation or like, you know, maybe I'll just like plug the national anthem or something on the podcast. Like, I don't know, you know, I'm going to figure something out for the 4th of July. But on Rumble, guys, design, I gifted bad decisions, good intentions, and comfort through chaos are both on Rumble. Both were dropped July 4th on Rumble the last 2 years. So go check those out as well. I'm going with Raquel.
I'm going with Liv. Ronda and Shayna.
You're going with Ronda and Shayna?
Still, yeah.
Okay, let's split it then. Next match we're going to talk about the Women's Money in the Bank. Saturday, July 1st. Guys, check it out. The WWE from London, England. Friday Night SmackDown was dope from London.
Definitely.
It was cool. In this match, Bayley ended up keeping her spot.
Yep.
Who's in the match?
Io Sky, Bayley, Trish Stratus, Zoe Stark, Zelina Vega, and Becky Lynch.
Bayley ended up keeping her match from who?
Shotzi. Right, Shotzi? Oh, yeah, because they snipped her hair.
They cut her hair. I wonder what they're going to do.
Bayley just posted about it.
I wonder if she's going to go like a super short hair, because they cut pretty close to her head. But, of course, it was only a little piece. But I don't know how that works. I'm a guy. I have short hair to a point. who do you think's going to win the match, and who do you want to win the match? And who do you don't want to win the match?
Honestly, with all due respect, thank you, Trish, but I...
Thank you, Trish.
I don't want to see Trish win.
What? Well, I understand that. I get that.
Like, I like Trish and everything, but I don't want to see her win. I don't... They have literally two good options that they can do. They don't have to put Trish and Zoe.
Okay, who are your two good options that you think?
I think Zelina and Becky, because they can do literally so much with that.
Okay. Which one would you want to see more? Well, actually, hold that thought. Let me give you, Let me give you the opposite, because I would love to see Trish Stratus win the Money in the Bank.
Of course
you would. I mean, thank you, Trish. She's the GOAT. She's the greatest of all time. Thank you, Trish. I think it would be a beautiful thing to see for her to end her career, even if she was the first person to fail the Money in the Bank cash-in.
That's gonna be so lame if she would fail it.
Depends how she fails.
True.
But I mean, yeah, I guess scratch that, because you can't have her go out like that. If your reaction is it would be lame, then I think a lot of people would. And I don't want her to go out lame. I want her to go out right.
Why would they put a Hall of Famer failing as the first Money in the Bank?
I mean, John Cena failed a Money in the Bank. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest of all time. But, I mean, you know, somebody's got to do it.
Somebody. But I don't think it's...
I don't think it would be Trish, though. But if you're going to give her the Money in the Bank and not have her and Becky start their own little, like, continue their feud within the match...
I don't think she would beat Asuka or Rhea.
And that's what I mean, is you give her like this underdog, maybe you flip her baby face.
Again.
You flip her back baby face to end her career, and she is the underdog against like a Rhea Ripley, a Charlotte Flair, you know, or maybe Becky wins the title and she ends up, you know, finishing against Becky.
That's what I'm thinking, because Becky and Rhea have been facing off since Rhea won the SmackDown Women's Championship. Her and Becky have been... No, since Survivor Series, they've been facing off.
I'm just trying
off.
To make the case for Trish.
Okay, Darren.
I'm trying to find the case for Trish. I want to know if there's a way that she could win it. Because, again, is her retirement... Like, is her last go in the WWE just a feud with Becky Lynch? The way Lita's was... Well, Lita got a championship shot. Trish never got a championship shot.
So and then Lita held her, a title. Trish didn't.
That's also true. You see, they gave Lita a little bit. I would imagine they would give Trish a little more. I would love to see it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Io. I love Bayley. That damage control thing, inserting the Money in the Bank would definitely give you something to break them up with.
Yeah, but just these four women, the other four women, that are like, that's a possibility.
Oh, so you think Zoe too?
I think Zoe's going to help Trish win.
Oh, okay.
Because what she can easily do is, like, I know from experience, I've been cheated out on the game. She can easily go on the second side of the ladder so nobody goes up there and attacks Trish from up there. Easily.
And that's what I want to see, because I think Zoe Stark would benefit from doing that. I think that she would always be remembered as a person that helped Trish win the Money in the Bank, you know? And then that cheap heat is still heat, you know? Any heat is good heat. I'm just, like I said, I would love to see Trish win it, because I think she's a great heel.
I
did not think she was going to be as good a heel as she is, but I definitely think she's getting to be herself a little bit. You know, a lot of people say that when they are able to be heel, they're able to be more themselves, and they're able to be more like, you know, those things that you usually don't say in public, but you're like, I'm a heel.
Might as well.
Yeah, so I would love to see Trish, but man, I would love to see Zelina win
Me
that
too.
Thing. I think the briefcase would be a little big for her. Therefore, it would look a little like
weird.
Unproportional. I think I don't want.
I'm
I don't
taller
want,
than her.
You are right.
I'm 2 inches taller.
I
than
love
her.
Zelina.
Me too.
I would love to see them do something with her. I can see that they're trying. I can see that they're trying to figure out what to do with her. I her size is something that keeps her from being able to be like, you know, really explosive and like, you know, and but she makes up for it with her mic skills, and that is why they are trying to figure out what to do with her, because she's so good on the mic. She has so much potential. And then of course she looks the part too. I mean,
definitely,
she looks great.
The,
all the hairstyles that she has, all the different like
the
outfits
gears.
And stuff, like she's super cool. So they're trying to figure out what to do with her.
And they can easily put the briefcase on her. Easily, and they can have, like...
Legato?
Yeah, come in and
could turn
help
them
heel
or something.
Help her win.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the plan, what the direction is for the LWO, but it seems to be.
Santos.
It seems to be pretty. Like it seems to be going in a pretty good direction. You know, they're trying to get Santos is trying to get the LWO going. The chant from the crowd, but Becky Lynch.
Man, I want Becky so bad.
She's never.
But that's Trish Stratus and Zoe Stark said, I think on the thing after the bell with Corey, that they're not in there to win it for themselves. That they're in there to make sure anybody else wins but Becky. They said that's the only reason why they're in there, even if they don't win.
I mean, I guess that says everything. They're just there as a roadblock. So I think there's a glaring... There's a blinking light on this picture for me then. And she's standing right in the middle of it.
You think?
Bailey and Io are going to do their thing?
They're not, because it's going to end up...
And then Becky and Trish and...
It's going to be...
Zoe are going to do
their
thing.
And then if easily, we can figure out who the men's would be right away.
Nah, I think the men's is a little tougher.
No, I think so because
this one, I think
if they don't put the briefcase on both of them,
the first queen of the first queen of the ring, and the first woman of LWO, and then put the money in the bank on her,
and then like it would only be right if she would be Rhea, it would only be right.
She does have history with Rhea. Oh man. Ooh. Ooh.
I'm going Zelina.
Okay.
All the way.
I think I'm going to go Zelina too because I wasn't even like, they've been pushing her. Like they've been spotlighting her leading up to this thing. I think it's pretty clear. Like I said, there is two storylines going on around her in this match. And I think at the end of the match, there's going to be so much going on. She's going to be able to climb the ladder by herself. And it's going to be a pretty nice moment for her career. It'll be something that she'll be able to look back on. It'll be an achievement. It'll be another accolade added to her resume. And why not? I mean, she can talk the talk. She can sell that money in the bank just with her mic skills, and she don't even need a fight. She can just like swoop in and I'm sold. I'm going with Zelina.
Me too.
Yeah, that's easy.
The moment they put her in there, because they can do so much.
Oh man, that's good.
They can do so much like with that. Her being in there.
The first lady of the LWO. The first woman. Of the LWO. Okay. I'm going Zelina. You're going?
Zelina.
Okay. Not last, but the men's ladder match. We have Logan Paul. We have Ricochet. Hold on. We have Logan Paul in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
This is the match I've been dreading.
That is crazy. Yeah,
I don't know who I
want to
win.
This one makes me like, I know I could tell you three people who aren't gonna win right now. You want to name them, or do I?
I already know who you're gonna name,
right?
Butch, Shinsuke, Ricochet.
Yeah, they're not gonna win. Shout out to them. I think. Shinsuke has really shown me what everybody sees with his entrance character. I think the way they have positioned his entrance lately, I understand the attraction and the appeal of Shinsuke. Butch, way too soon. Not ready. I don't know what
gimmick.
That little thing Friday was about. Where he climbed the ladder and unhooked the... I don't know what that was about.
It's just because he's in London.
He ain't gonna do that. There's no way. If he does, you'll surprise me.
Definitely. Because I don't see it. I don't think... If he does, no offense, I think he'd fail, honestly. Because he tried catching it on either, like,
Yeah, because he would like
he literally run in.
Yeah.
The way he does. Yeah. And he just Gunther would big boot him and boom, done.
Yeah.
Gone.
That's funny. I mean, maybe. It's possible. It's very possible that they just say this year, you know, it'll be a year that somebody lose. Nah. Because you got Logan Paul in there. You don't waste that.
That's the thing. They most likely to win is Logan. Who I want to win is on the way other side. Like, I don't know anymore. I don't know who I want.
There are three people in this match that I think are going to win.
Yeah, me too. I don't think we have the same answers.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yep, go.
LA, Logan, Santos.
LA, Logan, and Santos. Damian Priest is a wild card because if Finn Balor, if he were to end up winning, then you can pretty much guarantee that Finn Balor is going to win.
True. And Santos, if Zelina wins Money in the Bank, there's no way they're going to miss out on the opportunity of having Mr. and Mrs. Money in the Bank together. They're not going to miss out on that. I wouldn't miss out on that if I was Triple H.
Oh, man, that would be cool. Oh, that.
And like the same thing with Zelina. He has the whole LWO to help him.
You think they're going to help?
Definitely.
Both of them?
Definitely.
Joaquin and Cruz?
And Ray.
And Ray. Man, I don't. That's a good case because I'm telling you, man, Santos, he has a lot of potential.
His character
with Legado and now with LWO has a lot of potential. He sticks out a lot more on this picture with that LWO shirt on than he would have with just a Legado shirt.
Zelina are matching.
But LA Knight.
Bro, that crowd wants LA to win. Wants it.
That crowd is desperate for LA Knight.
Bro, imagine the boos Logan will get if he wins Money in the Bank.
I think that Logan Paul would do something. I think that he would take the Money in the Bank to a different stratosphere. I don't know how. I don't know.
He will somehow.
He'll find a way. But he would make it mega star stuff in some way, but through social media. Because he ain't going to be on WWE every week.
Definitely not. That's the thing. That's why I think that they wouldn't put him. Because he's not on, what's it called, Monday Night Raw. Every single week.
We saw him get diced up by LA Knight. I'm not going to lie on Friday Night SmackDown.
And then, like, what's it called?
I think he made a good promo and he was like, oof.
He wasn't prepared twice for anything that happened to him on SmackDown.
No, he wasn't. Especially not when Santos jumped out that ring and hit him. He was like, oh, shit. Unless he was selling, that's good selling. But LA Knight, Logan Paul, and Santos Escobar. That one is tough, man. I don't know, because
man,
personally, I've waited since I found out who LA Knight was for him to come to the main roster. Ever since I saw his from the very beginning that I not the very beginning. I'm not saying like that, but ever since I saw LA Knight, which was fairly recently, 2021, I was like, this guy's good. This guy has everything. So I've been waiting for him to get to the main roster. I can almost guarantee he's going to be a world champion.
I definitely think.
One day, eventually.
Yeah. But him, man, with Money Logan in the Paul. Bank. I don't know.
And then Santos with Zelina, Mr. and Mrs. Money in the Bank.
You know what? I'm going with my heart and I want Santos. And I think Santos, because I can't turn on him like that.
Okay, good. Go with Santos. That helps me, because now I have to choose between Logan and LA Knight, which is tough because, again, I think Logan Paul could could increase the value of the Money in the Bank match in so many ways that are like not even fathomable to the regular wrestling fan. But LA Knight would be the true. This is our homegrown guy. This is the wrestling world's guy. And like you said, Logan Paul winning could set off the wrestling community. And like,
but also I saw a thing that says touching the Money in the Bank before the match is like bad luck.
Touching Money in the Bank belts.
Realize Logan did it, Butch did it, Becky did it. Just cross them out. They ain't gonna win. Sorry, Becky. Maybe next year.
LA Knight, man. How would you get Logan out of there though? How would you get Logan Paul? How would he not win that match? Is what I want to know.
I don't know.
Everything about the Money in the Bank looks like it should be with him.
True. I'm struggling for you. My brain hurts for you.
this is probably the toughest match that we've had to talk about.
And we haven't even got to the
Civil War one. I'm not going to lie. The Cody one was tough. The Cody and Roman one. And I mean, I rode with Cody off of pure love for the dude, for the character, for the gimmick.
Man, but I saw
it. Going against my tribal chief and everything. And
not the tribal chief.
I love you, my tribal chief. This one's tough for me. I'm not going to lie, because there's three good gimmicks that, you know, there's three good gimmicks that you could run with. LA Knight, Logan Paul, Santos Escobar. And there's even that fourth wild card that is Damian Priest.
I don't think they're going to give it to him. It would be cool if they did have that beef between him and Finn, because they've already been beefing since.
Yeah, they have been.
Finn came in on Damian's match, and then Finn and JD were talking backstage. I forgot to say it. The Finn versus Seth match, he can easily get JD out there to help him.
Ooh.
Easily.
That's true.
And I'll be so down to see JD. Like,
that is true. I do. I am waiting to see what they do with JD McDonagh. All right, we're going to have to bite the bullet here. We're going to have to make a decision.
I saw a thing that says LA, that I think it was like 99% of the WWE universe wants LA Knight.
You can never get people to agree with 99% of anything. I think you got to pull the trigger.
I saw a thing that says if he wins, he's going to be the one to dethrone Seth.
Because imagine every time LA Knight's music hits,
that crowd goes crazy. I have not met, never mind, I was going to say, I have not met one person who doesn't like him.
Honestly, he could be a good guy or he could be a honestly, bad guy. The crowd
would love him.
And that's a true sports entertainer, like
heel.
I mean, everybody has always compared him to The Rock, compared him to Stone Cold. When they're throwing insults at the guy, they're like, I think somebody had told him, like, you know, like, stop ripping off The Rock or whatever, and he's like,
I think that was Zelina.
Yeah, right.
Zelina told him stop making fun of people who play games and get your own personality.
Because they say that he, but I mean, not everybody can pull off that.
Yeah, that's a compliment. That's
Kvorka. Not everybody has that Kvorka, like he says. Man, I think I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to go with LA Knight. I think I've gone with Logan every time that he's fought.
You have, actually, right? Yeah.
I'm going to go with Logan. I'm going to keep my streak alive.
I'm going with Santos.
I'm going to go with Logan.
Now you're stealing my thing.
I was going to say, you know, you got one. I'm going to get one too. Logan, you're my guy. I'm going to ride with you here. Don't disappoint me, bro. I mean, there's so many things that
you
could do.
Same with Santos, bro. Like, don't do that to me.
I feel crazy going against LA Knight. But I mean, to be honest, the reason I made this whole platform was to go against the 99%. So, I mean, here we are. I'm going to go with Logan Paul. Logan Paul is going to be Mr. Money in the Bank this year. You can't waste that opportunity to... You have Logan Paul in the Money in the Bank match. You're not going to have him again next year.
Definitely not.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Logan. You got to pull the trigger. You got to use him while you got it. Let the fans be mad. Use him. LA Knight can easily go be United States champion.
Easily.
Intercontinental champion.
Why hasn't he done it? Tag team champion.
There's so many people you can put him in a tag team with and he'll instantly carry that team.
Like The Miz. I want to see him in The Miz. Like, so bad.
That's too much mic power. They're going to be like...
Or I want to see him in, like, someone like Grayson. Like...
Yeah, I want to see him with somebody big.
Definitely.
Somebody that he can, like...
Beat off of.
Yeah, somebody that can take most of the work and then he comes in, hits his move, and...
Boom.
Man, I think...
Grayson.
Man.
They should have put him in the Money in the Bank.
Shout out to Grayson. I don't want to go against LA, but I'm out to go with Logan. Who's the bigger megastar? I think LA is in the wrestling world. I think he's basically if you wanted to create your ideal megastar, I think LA Knight is it. But I think Logan Paul, I'm always going to ride with the dude who is basically defying the odds and, you know, being a literal trailblazer and maverick in his own right, because that's something that I aspire to be like in my own right. So I'm going with Logan. Who are you going to go with? I've given you plenty of time to think. Did you make a decision?
I'm going Santos.
You're going to go with Santos?
I feel like I'm going to regret it later, but I feel it in my heart.
The Mr. and Mrs.
I need Santos. Like, do it for me.
They
got to
complete it, right?
Do it for me.
They got to complete the Mr. and Mrs. If Zelina wins, you got to complete it.
You but have to. Make that whole faction, give them something, make them big. Like, ooh, I'd love to see it.
I would even add another member, like a big guy.
Who, though?
I'm telling you, dude.
Not my mic falling.
That was your phone.
Oh, I was like, my mic fell. This mic has been messing up all day.
That's what I thought it was, too. I thought your mic fell, too. Her phone fell. This one's been a tough one. I'm not going to lie. This match is tough. I don't think Logan's going to win it, truthfully, as I look at this picture. I don't think they're going to give it to him, especially after hearing him cut those promos against LA. But I'm against my better judgment because I often do that. I'm going to go with Logan nonetheless, even though I think LA Knight is going to win.
So you think and you want.
I think LA's going to win and I want Logan to win. Yeah.
Boom.
And yours? You're sticking with
Santos? I'm sticking with Santos.
Okay.
I love him.
All right, then we're going to get Mr. and Mrs. Money in the Bank and then we got Logan Paul. Thus leading us to, even though we probably both think that LA's going to win, right?
Yeah, I'm just sticking with Santos
because
he's my boy.
Nah, I think so too. Okay, we got the final match. You want to read it out?
The Bloodline, Civil War, Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa versus the Usos. Who will be the ones?
Okay.
We got very different opinions on this.
Guys, special start time, Saturday, July 1st, 3 p.m. Eastern. WWE Money in the Bank 2023, live from London, England. Premium live event streaming on Peacock in the United States and streaming on WWE Universe anywhere else. We have Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, the head of the table. We have Solo Sikoa, the youngest brother?
The youngest brother.
Of the three?
Mm-hmm.
We have Jimmy Uso, and we have Jey Uso. So... Let me first, before we get into anything, let me first say that nobody likes to see family fight.
Nobody.
So this is a very, very conflicting story to me.
It's a traumatizing story.
I love to watch the WWE from a lens where I, you know, although we love to crack like different, you know, everybody does. Everybody likes to try to figure out what's going to happen next. I like watching from a very mindless standpoint, I like to just enjoy the story for what it is, even when there's mess ups and hiccups and bad stories, etc. This is one that is undeniably good. This Bloodline story is undeniably good.
The Bloodline story is carrying the men's roster right now.
It very much is. And it has.
If it wasn't for the Bloodline, the men's would be so stale.
They'd be struggling. We'd probably still have Drew McIntyre fighting like six people a night.
Speaking of Drew McIntyre, he's rumored to come back this weekend.
This weekend too?
This weekend too.
Man.
Him and Randall.
To do what?
I don't know. Maybe challenge someone. But there's no other titles that are being defended at Money in the Bank.
That is interesting.
No same-day cash-ins. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
No same-day cash-ins.
Oh, yeah, because not even the women's titles are being defended.
Not that we know of.
Not even the tag team, except for the women's.
Yeah. Usually, like, sometimes if they want to, they put on the line?
No, Roman. I mean, Seth.
Seth is the only one.
Seth could get same-day cash-in on, but...
not gonna happen.
And then Gunther.
I forgot about that.
Gunther.
And then Triple H just made it official that you can cash in on the IC title.
Shout out to Austin Theory, man, last year. That shit was crazy. I can't believe they did that.
That was crazy.
I can't believe. Okay, so anyways, getting to the Bloodline, man. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and give my perspective, and then you can give your perspective. Okay?
Your wrong perspective.
The Bloodline. Maybe, but business is business and business is cold at times. But the Bloodline, Roman's perspective is keeping the family at the top. He was tasked and handpicked with that duty. He's carrying the Bloodline. He's carrying the team. He said it took 10 years to get you guys to WrestleMania. Roman Reigns was always in WrestleMania. He was always in the main event scene. You know what I mean? Even as the big dog. Solo Sikoa is falling in line with the, you know, with what the family is and, you know, riding for the family.
Solo's plotting something.
The Bloodline, yeah, Solo's sus, bro. I'm not going to lie. Solo,
I don't trust
Solo's
him.
He'd be acting suspicious sometimes. I'm not going to. You can't tell that the stoicism from Solo Sikoa is stunning.
It's just the way he just stands there and stares at Roman.
I'll catch that one. Yeah, exactly. So,
he wants that.
To me, when Jay stepped out of line, I understood it. You know, I want a chance at the championship. Okay, I understand that.
I do the same.
He thinks he's as good as Roman, etc. Roman smashed him. You know, right? Put him back in line. Jay said, "Okay, I'm the right hand man. I'm main event." Jay. Jimmy comes back. There comes the divide, you know, who's Jay going to pick between Jimmy and Roman?
Not him having to go through the same thing again.
Right? I feel like it's been a lot of times, but poor Jay, man. Okay.
Justice for Jay.
So now you have Jimmy saying, side with me, your brother, or side with Roman, and our cousin. Man, that is... He is just their cousin, but at the same time, it's their entire family that gets elevated whenever the Bloodline is strong. Once the Bloodline breaks, I think that it's going to fall apart and Jimmy and Jay are going to go back to mid-carding on WrestleMania. And I think Roman's going to go to Hollywood and the Bloodline will dissipate. If they stay together, I would love to see Ava eventually come into the fold.
Definitely.
I would
especially
love to see Tamina.
Especially with thing that's going on right now.
Yeah, exactly. Tamina. I would love to see her jump in there and, you know, get all the gold back or something like that. I mean, I understand the story still, but they could have done something like that.
And like,
you know?
Even if they could bring back Naomi from Impact. Bring her, if it's Naomi or if it's Trinity, whatever they want, just make that team big. Like, they can get like those three girls.
Seven people.
And then apparently somebody, Umaga's son, is in the performance center right now.
And then you bring Rikishi to make, like, you know.
I saw that. Rikishi wants to get involved with the Bloodline story.
I mean, and then you haven't even, like, talked about The Rock. You know, The Rock, like...
Do we really have to...
We don't got it. Okay, anyway. So, that's my perspective. You know, Roman holding the championship keeps the family at the top of the business, keeps the family as the face of the business, keeps the bloodline story going. Jimmy and Jay, you know, kind of running a different direction from where the family is going. Kind of, you know, you make it shaky. You leave holes for other people to come and get, you know, in that, you know, in that and take everything away. You know, they lost the tag team championships. Roman's, you know, looking like he could lose the belt more than ever. So
definitely.
What happens whenever they lose all those championships and they lose once Roman loses that championship?
Once Roman loses that belt, there's no more Roman. Like, Roman's not Roman without that belt.
And, yeah, because I can imagine...
They can't just throw him back to some old gimmick, like...
After 3 years?
He's leaving.
1,000 like, days?
He's gonna leave with that belt.
And that's what I don't think people understand, is once he's gone, he's gone. You could have easily stretched his story another year, another 300 days, and been the longest reigning champion ever. Well, no, because there's a guy with, like, 2,000 days, right?
Yeah, I think he's getting close to doing that. All
right, but that's how I see it. How do you see it?
I see it that...
Which, there's no wrong answers, no right answers, but she's probably right.
I am right. That Roman's narcissistic. They literally said it in the hype video. They literally said, will he side with his outcasted brother or his narcissistic cousin? Like, Roman abuses and manipulates whoever he's in a faction with. Yeah, he deserves the betrayal he got. It's not like Jay said, it's not a betrayal if you deserve it.
Jay did say that. You see, so it sounds like we already decided who we think is gonna win, right?
And also, I've been like, I've loved Jimmy since I first started watching.
That is true.
Wrestling.
It's like Jimmy said, what happens if Roman loses?
There's no more Roman. No more bloodline.
Well, exactly, because, like, he doesn't lose the title, but he loses the bloodline. There was reports that they're going to turn him into a superhero babyface, though.
I don't know.
That would take a lot.
That's going to take a lot. I mean, that crowd,
how much would it really...
Maybe how much just would it really? Solo turn on him.
God, man.
All three of them turn on him. Even Paul, man. Bring Paul. Like, have all of them turn and then turn him babyface right
we
there.
Saw Brock Lesnar's side plates on the WWE Championship. Oh,
yeah. That was weird.
That was weird.
I'm going to Google that later.
Okay. I'm going with Roman and I'm going with Solo.
I'm going with the Usos, it's obvious. The victims.
All right. That was, I believe, the last match, right?
Yes, but before we go, realize how Roman has never won a match without the Usos with his title. And now he's fighting against the Usos. He has nobody to cheat for him anymore.
And the Usos played that mind game with Solo where they're like, Solo's the real tribal chief.
Easily, if Solo wants to, easily could spike Roman middle match, yeah. Mid match.
Huh.
It's going to be the Usos. I'm sticking
with
it.
And I'm going with Roman and Solo.
Forever, I will be with the Usos.
Okay. Well, guys, make sure to check out WWE's Money in the Bank 2023, Saturday, July 1st. It is 3 p.m. Eastern, live from London, England. Premium live event streaming on Peacock in the United States and on WWE exclusive anywhere and everywhere else. Guys, this was the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Justice for KP, man.
Yeah, justice for KP, guys. At least try to act like you like him.
Justice for KP, bro. Kevin Patrick, you're doing a good job, big dog. I guess we'll catch you guys on the next one, right?
Yep. What's the next one? Payback?
The next one's Payback?
Yep.
Okay, guys, we'll talk to you guys next month. We're out of here.
The realest underground entertainment, T T-R-U-E. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the realest underground entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the realest underground entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency.